This week's parsha, we have the Chet HaMeraglim that Chazal tell us, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Atem b'chisem b'chia shel chinam, ani ikva lachem b'chia l'doros. You know, you cried for nothing. But I'm going to give you something to cry for all generations, because you know, the night that they came back was Tisha B'Av. And so that set the precedent that there was, you know, Tisha B'Av is a time that's there's a fissure in Tisha B'Av. It's a time that's Muchan L'Peronius Rachman Tzan. It's all because, you know, they cried a B'chiel Shochinam. They cried for nothing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, now you're going to have something to really cry for all generations. It seems that, you know, the Einish seems very disproportionate to the crime. They were duped, right? They were sold a story by the Meraglim. You know, they believed them. They cried. They said, no, because you cried, now you're going to really have something to cry for. You have to understand the... the Mida Keneged Mida. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, in Perek Chelek, talks about that in Megillas Eicha, which we read on Tisha B'Av, after all the intermediate prokim between the first and the last, you know, also go in the Seder of the Aleph Beis, like Ashrei, right? Except that there's an inversion. It goes from a pasuk that starts from Samach to a pasuk that starts with Pei, and then it goes back to Ayin. And so the Gemara, says this alludes to the Chet HaMeraglim that presented Tisha B'Av. She'amru befihem mashalo ra'u beinayim. They said with their mouths what they didn't see with their eyes. So that's why the peh, right, is before the ayin, because they said with their mouths something which they didn't see with their eyes. That's a peh before ayin. So first question is, if that's the case, if they saw, you know, they said what they didn't see, there shouldn't be the letter ayin at all, because right? They said what they didn't see. So why does it come back after a pasuk with pei, a pasuk that begins with ayin? If they actually said the p'm, something which they didn't see be'inam, so why is there a pasuk that starts with ayin at all? Right? But also, the question is that factually true? Right? I'm going to read to you how the Meraglim describe Eretz Yisrael, and how Moshe Rabbeinu himself describes Eretz Yisrael in Parshas Eikam. I'm going to read it pasuk for pasuk. So they come back and they say, "Vayisapu l'avero banu Eretz Asher shalachtanu gamzas l'avrihi v'zeh pia efes ki azam ayoshev ba'aretz." You know, the nation that dwells there is very strong. Varim betzuros kedos ma'od, right? And the cities are very fortified. Gam yilide anak ro'inu sham, and also the children of the giants we saw there. And then they add later on, right, that Roshamayu on the Philim, B'nai Anakmin on the Philim, we saw, you know, these, you know, the giants, the children of giants, right? We are in our own eyes as grasshoppers, and so we were in their eyes. Description of the Meraglim. Moshe Rabbeinu, you know, 40 years later, addressing the people who are about to go into Eretz Yisrael, Parshas Eikev. Shema Yisrael. You're about to inherit a nation. They're much bigger, much stronger than you are. Orim gedos betzoros b'shamayim. You know, very great fortified cities up to the skies. Am gadol v'ram b'nei anakim. A very great and high nation. You know, the children of giants. Asher yatay yadata. You know, v'ata shamata. You've heard. Mi yatzev v'fnei b'nei anak. Who could take on the children of the giants? Same description. Fortified cities, the giants have a track record of being, you know, undefeatable. They told the truth. So what does it mean? They said with their mouth, but they didn't see with their eyes. So, you know, when the Torah, you know, legislated against Lashon Hara, so it's, everyone knows, look, the difference between Lashon Hara and Motzi Shemra is that Lashon Hara is true. So now, this sometimes causes people to, you know, a certain revulsion in people. How could the Torah legislate against telling the truth? Right? It's the truth. Now, what's bad about Lashon Hara if it's the truth? So let's go back and take a look at the difference, you know, between what Moshe Rabbeinu said and what the Meraglim said. Right? The raw description is the same. What's the difference? Context. You know, the Meraglim said, right? You know, everyone knows it. They will defeat us. What does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Using the exact same, you know, raw description, right? V'yadatayim. Ki Hashem okecha hu ovel fenecha eshoch lohu hu yashmideim v'hu yachneim fenecha v'rasham v'vatam maher kasher diber Hashem loch HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to go before you, and he's going to smite them, and he's going to destroy them, and he's going to subjugate them, and you will inherit them. Context. The raw facts are the same. The difference is in context. The Meragim said the facts about the big fortified cities and the elite are not in the context of it's hopeless. We can't. It's a suicide mission. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu says over the exact same facts, but in what context? Context of, and despite that, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to knock them down for us, and we are able to take them. When we say Lashon Hara is true, right? That's not strictly the truth. Lashon Hara is based on true information. The Nakuda of Lashon Hara is the spin that you put on the raw facts. How you raise these raw facts to back up a negative perspective that you want to say about this person. If it would be possible to say the raw facts without having any context or any editorial connected to it, it wouldn't be Lashon Hara. And the problem is that, you know, the way you're saying it and in the setting that you're saying it, you know, to put a derogatory perspective on the person that you're talking about. The nekudah of Lashon Hara is not in the emes. It's the spin that you put on the emes. That's what we say in today's talk. The media doesn't report the news. The media makes the news. Now, what does that mean? It doesn't mean that I'm saying that the footage that they show of, let's say, Israeli soldiers in Gaza shooting into the Palestinian crowds. I think the footage is probably true. It's probably bona fide footage. The nekudah of how the media is making the news is the spin that they put on it. Right, shooting at civilians as opposed to shooting at terrorists in self-defense. Right? The nekudah of Lashon Hara, that we say Lashon Hara is true, it doesn't mean that Lashon Hara is the real truth. It means to say that Lashon Hara uses true information, but the nekudah of Lashon Hara is the negative spin that you put on it. And that negative spin, once you've put it on, you know, what has happened? So where's the first case of Lashon Hara we ever found in the Torah? First Lashon Hara in history. The Nachash. That's right. Nachash and Chavri, exactly. So, you know, the Nachash is talking Lashon Hara about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He knows that at the moment that you eat from this tree, you won't need him anymore. So after the woman heard the Nachash out, so it's a very interesting pasuk. Right? Right, Vatera Isha Kitove Tzlamachol, after hearing what the Nachash said, she looked at the tree and saw it looks good to eat from. V'chitavu, you know, it's very desirous in her eyes. V'nechmasa Tzlahaskil, you know, another form of, you know, very, you know, desire to have the success that, you know, the tree would bring. Vatikach mipiru vatocha vatitein gam lishema vayocha. So she took from the fruit and ate it, and she gave it to her husband also, and he ate it with her. So the obvious question is, it's not the first time she saw the tree. Right, it says, after Nachash said, so she said, Vater Isha Tza'etz, Kitovu L'machal. Right, she knew what the other Mauritian had identified the tree to her. You know, showed it to her beforehand and instructed her not even to touch it. So she knew what the tree looks like. Right, but now, you know, after Nachash speaks to her, it's like she's seeing it for the first time. So there's no question in my mind that that's what bothered Rashi. And Rashi says like this, on the words, Vatera ha'isha, the woman saw. Right? She knew what it looked like, so it doesn't mean now that now she's as if she's seeing it for the first time. Vatera isha, rosa devorav shul nachash. She saw what the nachash was saying. She saw the words of nachash. Ve'enola, and then, you know, it was desirous to her, it made sense to her. Ve'heminaso, and she believed it. Once you're makabo lashon hara, so even though the spin that was put on the facts is a fabrication, you know, of the editorial, of the person who is, you know, framing the facts that way, once you hear it, you can't help but see it that way. She heard what the Nachash had to say, says Rashi, and now that's the way the tree looks. Once she heard the spin that he put on it, she couldn't help but see the tree in any other way than the way the Nachash described it. Right? That's the power of Lashon Hara. Right? That when you put that spin on the raw facts, that spin gets incorporated in the raw facts that the eye sees, and now you can't help but to see it that way. You can't help but to see it that way. That's what happened to Chava. When she heard the spin that the Nachash says about the tree, now she looks at the tree that way. Once Am Yisrael were makabel the Lashon Hara of what the Meraglim said about the raw facts. They didn't lie about the very raw facts, that it's inhabited by giants and they're big fortified cities. Moshe Rabbeinu confirms those facts in Parshat Ekev. But once they took on the spin, and therefore they are unconquerable and undefeatable, and it would be a suicide mission, now it looks that way. Right? Once you got that editorial on the facts, now the facts, you know, look the way, feed the spin that you put on them. And that's what it means, that after the pay, there's an ayin. They said, bepiyeh mashaloru beinem. What they said with their mouths, which they didn't see with their eyes, was the fact that it's unconquerable. That you didn't see. You just saw that it's inhabited by giants, right? And big fortified cities. No one said it's unconquerable. You decide it's unconquerable. That's the nakuda that you said with your mouth that you didn't actually see with your eyes. The editorial that you put on it. But once you said it, and it's you believe it, after pet ayin, once you said it, and you believe it, you convince yourself, you feel, now everyone sees it that way. And that's what it means, after pays an ayin, what they didn't see with their eyes was the editorial that therefore it's unconquerable. That they jumped to that conclusion. They didn't actually see that. They superimposed that on the facts. But once it was said that way, and that spin was it, then you can't help but see it that way. That's why pe and ayin, after they said that Lashon Hara, right? Now you can't help but see it that way. And that's the power of Lashon Hara. We speak Lashon Hara about someone, you have really destroyed his life. Because once people hear, you get to hear that type of perspective on a guy, they can't help but to see him in any other light. You have really, really destroyed a person's life. As I say, perception is reality. Once that editorial or that opinion has been has slipped in together with the raw facts, that becomes the perspective. And perspective is reality. And that's what it means. Am Yisrael was told by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Atem b'chisem b'chiyah shochinam, you bet him we're crying over nothing. Because what were you afraid of? The fact that the Meraglim said it's unconquerable and that's a suicide mission. That nakuda, that it's a suicide mission, that the Meraglim added. That was their editorial on the raw facts. Right? And you cried over something that isn't, because it is. They are conquerable if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps you. But since you see it that way, now it's your reality. Because once you're makabel Lashon Hara, you can't help but see it that way. You see it that way, and that's how you relate to it. That's reality to you. Kosher says, I give you your own reality. You chose that reality by believing the Lashon Hara. You chose that reality. Now you see it that way. So now it'll be a Bechir Ladoris. Because you made that your perspective. Perspective is reality. Right? So we have to understand over here. With this, we can understand one more thing. A very interesting halacha. Legabe Hilchos Lashon Hara. Right, that Chazal say something which seemingly is counterintuitive. Right, one person speaks Lashon Hara, the other person is makabel. Right, they both did an isur. Who's worse? What's halacha say? The makabel. It's counterintuitive, right? Because you know the guy who spun the tale, he's like really evil, right? With malice he said this thing. You know, the guy who spun the tale was talking nonsense. Something shalohaya velo nivra. The guy who's makabel it believes it. Right? And by believing it, you make it reality. The being makabel Lashon Hara, as it says by Chava, when she was makabel the nochash's Lashon Hara, now she saw it that way. Now, of course, in many cases, you know, the Baal Lashon Hara himself is makabel Lashon Hara. He also indoctrinates himself first before he indoctrinates others. Right, maybe already indoctrinated himself, and that's why he's spreading it to others. So very often, the Mesaper is a Makabel in his own right. Right, he believes what he's saying. Right, but that's the pshat. Why the Makabel is worse than the Mesaper? Right, because believing it makes it reality. Because now you can't help; you'll always see it that way. And once you see it that way, it's your reality. And that's the lesson that we learned over here. You know, the lethal force of Lashon Hara. Right, that when you're makabel Lashon Hara, you can't help but to see it that way from that point onwards. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you chose that reality, you're going to have to live with it.